Hello, it's Dr. Gurr with some more timely information. Today's podcast is a follow-up of last week's podcast on depression. And today I'm going to look at depression from the perspective of whether it's an internal or endogenous depression or an external or exogenous depression. Now, an endogenous depression means the depressive state really is a result of some biochemical imbalance. And the three neurotransmitters that we know of today, out of the 160 that we know, that really work on affect or mood are dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. And there are lots of medications that work on these neurotransmitters by artificially raising them up. But that doesn't always work. In fact, the data we have really suggests it works about 70% of the time. There are 160 neurochemicals in the brain that we know of today, and we probably are not that sophisticated enough to know all the interactions and connections between the neurotransmitters. So when someone is really, really depressed, and I mean, you know, not blue for a day or two or even a week, really depressed, the first approach might be neurotransmitter changes with pharmacology. Now, that works on endogenous depressions. But there are what we call exogenous depressions, which are depressions in result to real-life trauma. Death of a family member, loss of a job, some major life trauma. People get depressed after these things. And what happens is the medications really don't always work. And those people are really helped by therapy and sometimes really time. In any case, the data we have on medication treatment for depression really suggests that depression really responds when it's a true biochemical disorder with pharmacology and therapy combined. Individually they work, but they work much better in conjunction. So what we know is that depression responds to therapy, responds to pharmacology. If you are depressed or you know someone who is depressed, it is probably beneficial for them and everyone around them for them to get treatment as soon as possible. Again, this is Dr. Howard Gurr. You can read more about me at www.drsgurr.com. Bye-bye.